It's been many years that Imbisa and the bishops of Southern Africa have been concerned about the situation in Zimbabwe. I see you have addressed a letter to the president of the South African Development Community asking to closely watch the happenings in Zimbabwe, particularly with reference to the possibility of an election. Why have you decided to take this step?
The reports we were getting from people on the ground in Zimbabwe indicated that people are being intimidated wherever they are, and that people did not feel free to take part in political activities like gatherings and having meetings, and that people felt that they were being watched wherever they went and whatever they did. So the freedom of expression, freedom of assembly was not being felt by people on the ground. And coupled with that was the news which the president of Zimbabwe was anticipating to have elections this year. And we were concerned because there is no constitution, they are still working on the constitution, it's not yet completed. And we would have liked to see the constitution completed and the referendum taking place to confirm the constitution as a national document of law before thinking of elections. So when we met as bishops, that was our concern. So we thought we would address a letter to the president of Southern African Coordinating Community, SADC, who at present is a president of the Republic of Namibia.
Exactly. What are you asking the SADC to do?
Okay, we are asking the Southern African Development Community to encourage the parties concerned in Zimbabwe to complete the work on the constitution and make sure that the field is level and fair for all the people who want to participate in the elections. Secondly, to protect our people who are mostly the victims in the country. The leaders are not victimized by nobody, but it's the ordinary person who is victimized.
I understand that the president of Zimbabwe is anticipating these elections, as you yourself said. Why do you think he is interested in doing this?
Well, he thinks that the government of national unity is a marriage of inconvenience. So he would like to go to the electorate to get legitimacy to be able to rule by himself and his party alone. He would like to break that marriage. Even though he's a Catholic, he doesn't know that divorces are not allowed.
I think there are a lot of things that he's chosen to forget.
Yes. According to reports, he has said that it's a marriage of inconvenience and he wants to get out of it.
I've read reports that there are fears that the run-up to this coming election could be even more violent than the last one, which was terrible in 2008.
That is a fear of people. Nobody can foresee the kind of violence which will take part. But it's a fear of people that the ruling party is organizing, is mobilizing its youth, and they are being empowered with ideological slogans and all sorts of things. So the fear is that the violence which will be unleashed on people will be worse than before.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, thank you, Linda. I just want to say that we as church are concerned about the situation in Zimbabwe because there are so many refugees in South Africa, some in Botswana. A couple of them have been to Zambia and Mozambique. So because of the instability in one particular country, the neighboring countries are being affected. And we would like our people to live in peace and harmony. So we call upon the president of Zimbabwe to work for the common good and put his partisan politics behind him and see that everybody in his country is looked after and cared for. People are still hungry. People cannot afford medical care because of the situation there. The dollarization of the economy makes it very difficult for people in the rural areas to be able to cope.